Highly awarded Melbourne chef Paul Wilson is the expert on Latin American cuisine, and he's just written a book called Taqueria. But he's also about to open a new restaurant and cafe at Paran Market called Wilson and Market. He tells Graham Kemlow about the book and the new venture.
Now, speaking of artisanal, you've produced a terrific book published by Hardy Grant called Taqueria. Did I pronounce that correctly?
You did very well, actually. Yeah, that's excellent.
And it is a taqueria. Is that a place where you get tacos? Is that what it translates to?
Yeah, essentially, it's a Mexican cafe. You know, it's
right.
It's a pit stop, and the national dish of Mexico is a taco. So you know, so essentially, yeah, it's a Mexican cafe. Yeah.
Now, I was interested to read that you found a man in Flemington who was actually making tacos. The genuine Spanish way, I suppose, if I can use a generic term. Not those things that come in packets that get advertised on TV being nailed to the woodwork, but the genuine flour using special imported ingredients. How did you learn to make these from scratch, or do you get them provided to you?
Well, there's a couple of ways of making authentic tortillas. You can use masa harina, which translates to corn flour,
yep.
And essentially it's made from literally dried corn, and there's different types of corn make different types of tortilla, and they use
right.
a specific corn, which is like a hominy, like a white corn,
mm-hmm.
and it's a very large, sweet corn, and it's dried in the flour, you just have water and lard, and you make tortillas, or there's another way of making them, which is made with masa, which is like a fermented corn, so essentially they take corn kernels, and they add lime, and they let it ferment, and then that becomes like a sort of, almost like a sort of slurry, like a paste.
Yeah.
And then you add drier masa to form a dough. And
okay.
That's called, that process is called nixtamal. And it's an extraordinary scientific sort of, I suppose Mother Nature's scientific chemical reaction to how things ferment and then become, you know, delicious products. And this fermented dough makes proper tortillas, and the difference between real nixtamal tortillas, which make tacos, and the old El Paso wheat flour tacos is like having single origin coffee versus Nescafe.
Yes.
It's like instant coffee versus single origin coffee. They're both good. They're both fine. They're both terrific. There's nothing wrong with them, but one is extraordinarily delicious and amazing. One is, well, it's a bit ho-hum. So, you know, it's like if all our bread in the world was the same, how boring would our bread would be in the world. You know, if everyone ate baguettes, baguettes are great, but, you know, you'd be yearning something else.
Yeah,
and every food culture you go to in the world, they have their own bread. And certainly in Mexico, that's the bread of Mexico, the tortilla. And they say the tortilla is the knife, the fork, the spoon, the serviette, the plate. It's everything to the food culture of that country because you use it for everything to do with eating.
Right.
So it's very, very important.
Yeah. And obviously, you need to be a little bit of a scientist to be able to pull that type of fermented product off, don't you?
You do. And Gerardo Lopez is an extraordinary man. He's an academic. He used to work for Deloitte in New York. He's climbed Mount Everest. He fell in love with an Australian lady.
Wow.
Moved to Melbourne. Got frustrated with eating bad tortillas and said, look, my family can move over here. Teach, you know, Australians how to make proper tortillas. I reckon I might have a good business on my hand, because when you try a proper tortilla, it's addictive. The flavor's so unique.
Yes.
And they now make, you know, millions and millions of these authentic tortillas, and they supply restaurants all over the world. And
out of Melbourne.
Sorry, all over Australia, I beg your pardon. I do supply Indonesia with
okay.
tortillas.
Well,
believe it or not.
That's interesting.
And they're gluten-free, and they're very good for you. He uses 100% organic Australian corn. And Mexicans have said the tortillas he makes in Australia are better than the ones in Mexico because, you know, they use organic Australian corn
right.
rather than the mass-produced, you know, genetically modified corn you have in Mexico.
That's fascinating. Now, you've put together some really interesting tacos in your book, like one, for example, corn, prawn and bacon. Well, that's giving it an Antipodean flavour, isn't it?
Well, I think, you know, it's about putting together flavours everyone's familiar with and love to get them on that journey to sort of, you know, enjoy a new food culture. And you've got to start somewhere. And, you know, I've written a few books and some say my recipes are too complicated or too large. And I think as a chef, you do get a bit carried away, you know.
Yeah.
And you like to show off. And with this book, I've tried to dial it down without compromising on flavour and interesting processes.
Yeah.
And so we've used more familiar ingredients, and that's a delicious taco, the corn, prawn and bacon one.
And yeah. I do like the sound of duck breast tacos with nectarine. I can see those going really well together, but I don't imagine it happens very often, even in a traditional plate.
You'd be surprised.
Plums and things.
Duck and fruit is a very traditional French combination, I suppose.
Yes.
And you think about duck and plum sauce in Chinese
yeah.
food culture, with you know, so they do work together. Sort of sour fruits with duck, and I've just given it, you know, I suppose. Tomato is a fruit too, you have to realise, Graham, and you make the salsa, pico de gallo, you make with green tomatoes, and they're not as sweet as normal tomatoes,
yes.
and that's where I got the idea from using nectarines, because they're not as sweet as, say, a peach or a melon or something like that, so they're like a sour fruit, which makes a lovely salsa.
Mm. Now, the other thing that I was intrigued with, you've got cocktails on the back of the book, and you've got a really Australian one that I gather... you must have stumbled across somewhere in your travels around the country, the frozen finger lime margarita. Finger limes are uniquely Australian, aren't they?
They are native to Australia. No one else can grow them as far as I know. And we have lots of wonderful native foods here in Australia, which still haven't really been
mainstream.
Embraced by the food
yeah.
community. Yeah, it's bizarre. It's quite bizarre. And because they are extraordinary. And certainly the finger lime is one of them, and I want to sort of, I suppose, celebrate them in the Mexican genre, and that Mexicans love limes, and then there's different types of limes in Mexico, and everywhere in the world there's different types of limes, and this particular lime is very sort of tart, which is perfect for a margarita,
yeah.
a nice texture.
And it looks lovely too. Now, you're in between restaurants, although you were saying to me that's not doesn't mean you're lying down on the job, Paul. You're about to open... your latest venture at the Paran Market.
That's right. We've been building this restaurant for 2 years. It was basically from the ground up. It's a fantastic location at the Paran Market. As you enter the market, it's a very sort of unique site, which hasn't been a restaurant for over 20 years. And we're bringing it back to its former glory.
Right.
And we've taken over the 500 square metres
wow.
as you enter the market.
Yep.
And it's going to be a real sort of foodie's paradise, with a really amazing lifestyle cafe, which opens in March, and then the restaurant and bar opens in May. And it's got a very strong farm-to-table sort of philosophy. We have wonderful produce in Victoria and Australia, but in particular Victoria, I think so close to us. So we're celebrating all the ethical farming that exists in Victoria, and we're a very seasonal menu with some wonderful seafood. We've got the largest oyster bar in Melbourne being built.
Wow.
And, so it's a great place if you love food and you love, you know, food which is being produced with a conscience, with a bit of sort of intellectual integrity. It's mostly biodynamic. Everything's farmed naturally. And we're showcasing lots of heritage varieties, the things which people used to grow and don't grow anymore. And the flavour of these fruits and herbs and legumes and brassicas will blow everyone away. So we're very excited about it.
Sounds fantastic. So what's the name of the restaurant, Paul?
It's called Wilson & Market. I decided to sort of use my brand for
yep.
once, and the market being our location, I thought it's a great way of showcasing some of our suppliers we're
yeah.
partnering with at the market too.
Okay, so look out for Wilson & Market in March and I think finally completing in May, and also Paul's book, Tuckeria, published by Hardy Grant. It's a few hundred pages and beautifully illustrated, and some interesting recipes. I've just mentioned a couple there. Paul, thanks for talking to us on Travel Writers Radio.
My pleasure, Graham. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure.
I think there'll be a long queue waiting to go to Wilson & Market. I certainly will want to get there. It sounds like an interesting spot. And that was Graham Kemlow with Chef Paul Wilson.